Yeah, David, I couldn't agree more. I mean, well, first off, I mean, as far as Leo, you know, being the attributing factor behind audiobook, I can definitely agree with that. That's where I heard it from. But to be honest, I was watching one of his recordings live, and he was going through, you know, he's in China currently. He was going through a bunch of different services that he could use to essentially, you know, blog with audio, so he could record commercials, record where he was, but he needed something that would allow him to look like he was talking on the phone, because he wasn't sure what China was going to regulate, and he tried a bunch of different ones during that live show. People in the chat room are kind of just giving him, you know, suggestions, so on and so forth. Just, I'm sorry, I'm doing my run right now, so I'm kind of out of breath, but, so people in the chat room are giving him suggestions, so I think that's where Audioboo, at least that's where it started. It wasn't kind of an endorsement type thing. Now, that may have changed. But I mean, I do agree, whatever he says, it's almost like whatever he pisses on, you know, becomes magic, which I do agree. But at the same time, I, you know, take into account whatever he says, because usually he knows what he's talking about. But aside from that, yeah, I do agree. You know, audio is the next thing for Twitter, especially where, like you said, it was created with 140 characters. And now people can essentially, instead of giving you a link to their website on their Twitter, can essentially just put a little blog post in audio form. Twitterly a pro, which uses a Mobi picture or an Audioboo or anything that records audio. I definitely think, you know, there's two arguments. People hate Audioboo and people hate audio on Twitter. I think the Audioboo, I mean, like I said, everyone can have their own opinion. Obviously, that's the beauty of it. But I think the one about hating Audioboo definitely holds a lot more ground than people hating audio on Twitter, period. Because, I mean, let's face it, Twitter's evolved over the 2+ years or however long it's been that it's been around, and people aren't going to accept such evolution. That's kind of going against the very fact that Twitter, the very fact of how Twitter has gotten to where it is today. So, I mean, like you said, audio is, you know, the way of the future, because you can fit, for example, right now, I'm fitting all these thoughts in much more than one message, because this would take up, you know, many messages, and plus any kind of emotions, enunciations with words, sarcasm, anything like that, you can't always get that over text, whereas with audio, you can. So, Dave, I have to agree 100%.